Kenel Perkei Mishnah Tes. Tanu Shebo Mechutoch Mibeis HaUmon. The craftsman who made the tanur made it pieces. He made straight pieces that it's going to be assembled when it gets to the house. This is what they do today also. You get a delivery and the table that you ordered or the thing that you ordered is in pieces, a desk that comes and you have to assemble it yourself. The price will reflect that. So here it was brought to the house and the vala wasn't assembled yet. The Uman made rings, holders like, to stick in the pieces that have to be held in order to hold it together. I'm not sure exactly how it looks. V'noisin olov, the balabais puts the tabois that snap together. It's sort of like it snaps together and now it stands by itself on the pieces that are assembled together. V'hutor, the tanner was not mekabel toma. Nitmo now becomes a roi to be mekabel toma. It's a gmar kli and it's put together. It's assembled. So that's it. Misilekes lemudav. What happens if then he's misalik those holders, the taboys, and now the pieces don't hold together? So then the halach is tohor. It returns to its state of not being mekabel toma. Hizirun loy. If you then put it back and you snap the pieces back together again, tohor. Since it was already sholem and he disassembled it, so it doesn't go back when it's snapped together back to its original state of being mekabel toma. What it sounds like for Pashtus when you read the Mishnah is that only the first time you snap the pieces together we look at it as a gemar kli. Once you're taking it, undoing it, putting it back together again, we see the whole putting it back together is really nothing. Memela doesn't have a shame kli. Lamaisim Mufashim say more than that. Mufashim say that once he puts it together a second time, the taking it apart means now the pieces don't fit together as well. There's little holes, Samil, it's not sholem. The integrity of the snapping it back together after it was disassembled is not so good, and that's why it's not mekabel toma. Hechzirin lo, if then he puts back in the taboy, it's tor, so it stays tor. Merchoy betit, if after he puts the taboys back on, he smears it with cement, holding it together. Mekabel tum. Ve'en itzorch lahasiken, it doesn't need hasoka. Shekvar husak. It's already heated up. It already has that firmness of a gemar kli. It just needed to be assembled. That, yeah. There's one word in the way we just read the Mishnah, which is the Rav's Pshat, that doesn't fit so well. The word visilek es nimudov is a little bit grammatically incorrect. L'chor, the Mishnah is saying, v'nois no lov, v'hu tohor. So then, nitmo, now it's roi l'kabel toma, and l'chor, there's a kama, and then it should say, si lekes limudav, when he takes off the clasps, the rings, then the halach is tohor. It doesn't say that. It says in the Mishnah, v'si lekes limudav, as it's, if it's still in the middle of the sentence. So also the word nitmo is a little bit hard. Nitmo means it's roi l'kabel toma. The Mishnah is very bekitzer. So Lamaisa, there is another way of reading. The Rash and the Rosh have a different way of reading. Tanu shabo mechutach mibeis ha'uman va'asa ba'limudin v'noisna alav v'hutor. If he puts on these clasps, these rings, and it holds it all together, he still needs it to be geshmirt with tit in order to be considered a chibur that shmir v'kabal toma. Nitmo, if it taka became tome, in order to be mitaher, he was misalik visilik limudim, and then after became tome, he did that Torah. That's considered the maisin etitzo. Hechzirulon. Over there, but the same way, by the hakovah rishayna, he needs to assemble it, plus he needs to put on tit. Hechzirulon, if he puts on the taboys, it's not mekabel toma until he's also miriach. Merchay betit. So then the halach is it's mekabel toma. It reads a little bit better. But there's a chiddush over here that the putting it together in the framework with the tabois is not enough to consider it gemar kli. You need meruach of tit. That's what's going to come out to feed this gersa. Mishnah Yud. Chatochei chulyois v'nosan chol ben chulyo l'chulyo. He cut it into round pieces, not lengthwise but widthwise, so the pieces are shorter. The pieces are less than arba tvochim. He puts them together, and he puts sand between each chulio in order to hold it together. Vlezim etaher. The sand is not considered a full chibur of the chulio l'chulio, because the sand itself is not a kli. It has to be a kli cheres. And the sand is only a filler in order to hold together the pieces of kli cheres. It itself is not. It breaks. It's considered a mafsik and it's not mekabel tuma. V'chom mitanin. Since l'maisa, the tit, the cement, is held together by the holds together the chulios, and the sand is helps for that. That considers it one tanur. Zeh tanur shel achnoi. This is the famous meduber of tanur achnoi. Achnoi, by the way, is a lashon of a nochosh. What's this tanur to do with a nochosh? Because a nochosh, a snake, achnoi, winds itself around. Here the chacham went round and round, and they spoke in learning, and the two opinions over here with Reiv the Chacham against Shitzer Belezer. It's a world famous Mishnah. Belezer was the Mekel, the Chacham were Mitame, Reiv of the Deus of the Chacham, which is why they called Chacham, held not like Belezer. Belezer brought the Raias that he's right. Raias that was supernatural, the Chacham were not convinced. The Raias, the Baskoil, and the tree that showed, and the walls of the Beis Medrash that showed Moivsim. The Gemara famously said, they said to Rabbi Lezer, Loid Basher Mayimi. It could be Bezen Shemal's masking to you, but I might sit down here, the halakha is like the Reuv. Rabbi Lezer held that the Reuv of the full Sanhedrin is Kebed. This wasn't a Reuv of a full Sanhedrin. Farshim said that Rabbi Lezer, of course, didn't argue on the Etzim Din of Acherat Lahatis and a Bezen. Vinishvi, in order to stop Machlokes in its tracks, they put Rabbi Lezer, Blezer Agod, Laheliger, Blezer Agod, Lagod Lada, they put him in Cherim, Benidui, I'm sorry. They put in Benidui in order to stop Shalayir ben Machloikis Bisro. Famous dramatic discussion in the Gemara. We also learn from here, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Yizayin and elsewhere, that the Simonim that were min HaShemayim, we learn that we always go Basa Roiv, even when there's a basketball to the contrary. Leiv HaShemayim, the Tosfos asked the Pashto Kasha, when there was a major machlokes be Shammai be Sil, a basko yotza, and it said that loch is like be Sil. What do you mean? Leib Hashemayimi. And the teretz is the basko can support the roiv, but the basko can't go against the roiv. That's the klal the way Tosfos says. The Rav brings the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says over there that because Rebbe Lezer was mekel in this case, v'yiviu kol ha'tahara shetir Rebbe Lezer v'sofim be'esh v'nimdu baruchu because of the machlokes. Okay, famous noisy. Yoyre is so Arvian. Yoyre is a vat. And the Arvian, the Arabs make it and it goes into the ground. Shul Choyfe, they dig a hole in the ground. Ba'oretz v'toch, they smear the walls betit and they light a fire in it and they bake in it. Im yochel atit lamed b'fnei atzmo, if they pull out the karka around it, the tit will hold by itself tome, that's considered a kli. Vimlav, if the cement is not thick enough, it's only that it's held on by the karka. Karka nam gabal tuma. Tor. Vizet tanur shel ben dinoi. This also had a name. Achnoi, we say, is the name of the nokosh. The other is the time that the one who used to make Hazel Chavin, his name was Achno. But over here we have another name, ben dinoi. He was definitely, this one is not al shem nokosh. This is definitely al shem, the person who would make Hazel Chavin. Mishnah Chreina has a Gishmak Atayne. He says, when the Mishnah says, Zet Tanurish or Ben Dinoi, you have to give it a name. He says, only because there's a Meisah behind it. Zet Tanurish Lachnoi is because this is an episode that's priceless in Ashkofas HaTorah. So it's Mistaba that Tanurish or Ben Dinoi is also not an innocent name. That this is the guy who made, he's the one who had the workshop that made Azal Chavins. Ben Dinoi is Milosh Din, and there was also a Machloikis. And this was also a famous dispute, and it's called the Tanur Shel Ben Dinoi. We don't have the Maisa. If it was a separate Maisa, what happened over here? But that's what Mishnah Karenda says. Just point out this last case of Yeris or Arvi V'toch Batit. It doesn't sound like you need the Cheres with being hardened B'Kivshon. So they ask, because we had a Mishnah Aleph, we said this Machlokes the Rash and Rashi, whether you need by a tanner always klicheres with tziruv kivshon. Sounds over here like you don't. And achronim tainet mimiyashav Rashi, it's meginish loim and others that If you have a kli which is held together l'chadchila in this way, that avada has a shem kli. It would seem that that would be the reality over here.